The rights of women and children are fundamental human rights protected by our Constitution. Gender-based violence and violence against children in all their different forms devalue human dignity and the self-worth of the abused persons and must be rooted out of our community and society. The 16 days of activism against gender-based violence can only succeed if we stand together to safeguard our society against this abuse. Violence against women and children remains the most pervasive human rights violation in our country. As South Africans recover from the COVID-19 pandemic, the rates of gender-based violence are rising further, intersecting with the crisis of unemployment and economic instability. Parliament will ensure that progressive legislation in place is enforced to curb the impunity of perpetrators of domestic violence. The recent hosting of Men's Parliament, which is a platform created for men to discuss their role, once again highlighted an important role these men must play in the battle against this scourge. Parliament continues to ensure provision of national forums for public consideration of issues of national importance. The subject of violence against women and children has featured in several debates in the National Assembly and National Council of Provinces since the start of this sixth administration. Oversight committees of Parliament continue to be instrumental in holding responsible entities and persons to account to intensify the battle against the violation of rights of women and children. However, more needs to be done to eliminate GBV, which continues to tarnish our constitutional democracy and undermines our democratic gains. We are confident that the enactment of three gender-based violence bills into laws recently, which add an additional regulation of sentences for offenses committed against vulnerable people, amongst others, will go a long way in dissuading such disturbing acts and ensure much-needed justice to the victims. Parliament calls all South Africans, particularly men, both in their private spaces and communities, to play a role in fighting to an end to this abuse of women and children. Parliament presiding officers urge all citizens to act to support survivors and to reduce and prevent gender-based violence.